the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Trains are an important part of Eastern Washington's economy. That's why the top Republican on the state Senate Transportation Committee, Senator Curtis King of Yakima, is the keynote speaker at the Columbia River Gorge Rail Summit in Stevenson on September 17th. The BNSF Railway summits for leaders from government and business to get together to discuss rail issues in the Columbia River Gorge.
Rail lines in Eastern Washington are critical to wheat farmers. It's also critical to our transportation system, because if the rail wasn't there, then all of that grain would be hauled by truck. 80,000 pound loads of grain by the hundreds going up and down a road that wasn't designed to necessarily handle that kind of a load, particularly on a regular basis, that road's going to deteriorate. So the rails are vitally important to us in Eastern Washington for that reason alone, but also with apples and things like that, and getting them back to Chicago and the areas for their distribution. When you look at coal and rail going up and down the gorge, rail is the way to handle that. Some people don't like coal, some people don't like the oil coming out of the Dakotas. There's a lot of employment tied to those trains. You know, oil's been running up and down that corridor for years and years and years, and it has a track record, no pun intended, that is, I think, second to none. The amount of accidents that have occurred is minimal, and we are now, I think, better prepared on both sides of the river to respond if there is an accident and there is a spill. I mean, you look at what happened last year, I think it was, or the year before, the response was phenomenal. It was cleaned up. There was little to no damage done. We're prepared for it. I think we're very prepared for it, and I think that's the difference. The other point I would make is that the rail cars that we're talking about are substantially different than the rail cars from even 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. There's covers on top of the coal cars. They're double-walled oil rail cars. The construction and the safety of those cars is second to none. And that's basically what's going up and down the river. We have safer rail cars. We're prepared to respond to any kind of accident that happens. And I mean prepared. It isn't lip service. The rail companies, they have crews that are ready to react in a matter of minutes. Not hours, not days, but minutes if something happens. And I think that's the difference. It isn't like we just started doing this. This has been going on for generations. And all I can say is we've gotten much better at it. We have improved the safety. We've improved the quality of the rail cars. We've improved the handling. All of those things have been upgraded to a point where we have done our best to minimize any kind of accident that's going to happen, as well as maximize the response that we have ready to go in a minute's notice.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.